At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Long Shots, VSiN's premier golf betting podcast. Here's Matt Brown, Wes Reynolds, and Kelly Bidlin.
Hello, and welcome to Long Shots Golf Betting Podcast here on the VSiN Podcast Network. Matt Brown and Wes Reynolds coming to you for the Zurich Classic Edition. Guys, it is an interesting event. We will have our thoughts, but first, Wes, we should go in, remind everybody that if you haven't subscribed to the podcast already, go ahead, hit the subscribe button. We do appreciate all the support over there. With all of that, be sure that you set your thing to just automatically download each and every episode that we have come through. And if you want to become a VSiN annual subscriber, you can use our promo code GOLF, G-O-L-F. It'll save you $41 off of an annual subscription. So, Wes, we talked about it on the podcast last week. We're like, hey, if Scotty's in the field, it's a very high likelihood that he's going to win the event with the way that he's playing right now. And sure as hell, he goes out, he wins the event despite being six strokes off the lead after round one. And you look at this and, you know, there's not really much more that can be said. We kind of already have said it over the last couple of weeks. But if he plays, he doesn't have to play his A-plus game. Like, most of these guys have to play their A-plus game to win an event. Scotty, as long as he plays his B-plus event, he's going to be in the mix. And if he plays his A game, he's probably going to win. And that is just something we have to, going to have to deal with here as golf bettors moving forward, and something that we might have to alter our betting strategy moving forward as well with some of this stuff. Because, you know, it's, you see what happened this past week in which the guy can go out and really not have it in the first round, but struggle his way to a 2-under. That lets you know how good Scottie Scheffler is. And then come back and win the tournament by multiple strokes. It just is what it is. We are looking at the best golfer on the planet currently. We might be looking at one of the best golfers of all time when it's all said and done. And that's going to make golf betting in the events that he's in a little bit tricky.
Colton Ost, I thought, put it really well on the CBS broadcast I was watching on Sunday for the final round. He goes, a lot of guys out here, they need a break from Scotty. And they do. And look, you had, look, if Meredith Scheffler, his wife, would have went into labor on Sunday, because remember, he was, I think, through like 14 holes, I want to say, when they blew the horn again for the second time, they had to come back for a Monday finish. And it's like, well, if she goes into labor, we're going to have a hell of a playoff on Monday morning with four or five guys at 15 under. One of mine was Patrick Cantlay, who was in there. But look, he led the field on strokes gained off the tee, and he led on strokes gained approach, which means he leads on strokes gained ball striking, which means he leads tee to green, which means he's up there in greens and regulation and driving accuracy, and just played terrific, and gets it done once again at a short price. So if you're looking for a break from Scotty, this is the week, even though a fair amount of guys certainly are taking a break this week at the Zurich Classic.
Yeah, it is. And listen, despite the fact that it's, you know, getting my teeth kicked in this past tournament because of Scotty winning yet again, I'll tell you this. I am such a fan of golf, though, Wes, that like getting my teeth kicked in, but watching Scotty do what Scotty's doing makes it at least a little bit more enjoyable, because what we are witnessing, we said it last week on the pod, I will continue to say it, angry tweet me, guys, all you want to, but golf has never been deeper than it is right now in the history of golf. And what Scotty is doing is as impressive as Tiger's run, where Tiger really was only going up against about 7-8 guys every time he teed it up. Scotty is going against the deepest field of guys that can go out and win on this tour that we've ever seen in the history of professional golf. And I don't know what the rest of this season is going to hold for him. Like you said, the kid is coming. What does that mean for him? What does that mean for sleepless nights and practice schedules and all the things? Who knows? But I can tell you what we've at least witnessed over the last month and a half, 2 months from Scottie Scheffler is just we should appreciate what we've got to witness. That's for
sure. Yeah, look, this is certainly the closest that we've had to a Tiger dominant run. Now, you know, when you're speaking those terms, it's like that's a guy that won 3 majors in a year and won 8-9 times on multiple occasions. So, you know, this we've had a lot of spurts, but this seems to be not quite Tiger, but it seems to be more than just a little spurt where it's like, okay, he's just going to have like one really good year, one really good 18-month period like we've seen so many other guys do. But this seems to certainly have more staying power long term.
You kind of hear his peers talk about him and you realize that this isn't kind of like you're saying, it isn't one of those spurts things. Like you hear his peers talk about, you go play with this guy and it's just every friggin' ball he hits. It's like you're just going, what in the hell, man? Do you ever miss it? You know, it's like, right. do you ever not hit it where you're trying to hit it? It's just like, there's the, like, it's deflating to go play practice rounds with it.
Justin Thomas was saying that exact thing, who, you know, had a fairly solid tournament, top 10. And he was on with Amanda Balonis on the CBS golf coverage. And, you know, he was basically saying that, you know, paraphrasing what you just said in terms of, you know, what's going on in the game right now.
Guys, we are heading down to New Orleans, outside of New Orleans, but we'll call it New Orleans just for the sake of you knowing where we're headed on the map. And it is the Zurich Classic, TPC Louisiana, down there west. It is a team event, so it throws everything pretty wonky, you know, as to how you go about handicapping all of this. It's a weird format as well. It goes four ball, which is a best ball. Then it goes to foursomes, which is alternate shot. We'll get a cut, so the 33 teams and ties will advance. Then we go four ball yet again on a best ball on Saturday, and we finish up with alternate shot on Sunday. Wes, you know, just an overall thing here before I let you like break down the course, but I do want to tell this to everybody. If you're one of those bettors that can get burnt out, if you're one of those bettors that things have either been going super well or going super bad or however it might be or something like that. Like if you want to take this week off, this is the week to take off. Like this is the week. If you just need to kind of chill out, rest, don't get into modeling, don't whatever and all that. Like I would not blame you one bit. And honestly, I think if you want to break up the golf season, this is the perfect week to do that.
Absolutely. And I mean, when you look at the field, yeah, you've got some quality there at the top. Patrick Cantlay, Xander Schauffele won this a couple years ago. They're the favorite. Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry, Kurt Kitayama, and Colin Morikawa. So you've got some class in terms of teams at the top of the field, but you've got a lot of teams in this field too, that this is maybe one of their better chances to get a PGA Tour win. You don't get a Masters invite here because it's a team event, but this is something that gets you in the PGA Championship. This gets you a 2-year tour exemption. So you don't get the world ranking points either, but this is important. So when you look at some of these teams that are a little bit at the bottom, a lot of these guys are Corn Ferry guys or some journeymen. Hell, you've even got a 65-year-old playing. Russ Cochran, yeah. The father of Eric Cole's caddy. Russ Cochran was a PGA Tour player years ago, won several times, left-handed player. Actually, had a pretty solid career. But that's what you see here. You see some very odd teams here at this event. So, yeah, it is a little bit of a crapshoot to handicap. You know, you've got some teams that have teamed together multiple times here, but a lot of these are new partnerships for sure.
Yeah, in years past, this is just the change for me, right, is how this has evolved. In years past, you know, we did the pod together last year. Like, I have run models, and I tried to put some sort of formula together of, like, okay, if this and that and the other, something like that. It hasn't yielded results for me. It hasn't done anything for me in the last 3 years. So I didn't do it this year. I don't think it does anything because you said, like, I mean, it's just a different format, right? I mean, like, you just don't know how guys are going to do an alternate shot. You just don't know how it's going to go when you have to play both of those, you know, two different rounds in that format. And like, you know, two guys catch fire in one day in a best ball. Like you said, any pairing that we have here, they're all really good golfers. I mean, like, these are all pro golfers. And when you have two shots at a birdie on every hole, right? And think about this, like, you have two PGA Tour professional golfers and you have two shots at a birdie on every hole. you can really, really see some low scores here from guys that you wouldn't think of because, again, you have two shots at it. So for me, I didn't do it this year. I don't know if you did. I more kind of went with guys that I think are kind of playing a little bit hot right now. And that's how I did the card. Very few picks for me. And that's how I'm going to move on.
Yeah, look, 30 under was the winning score here last year. The defending champions, Nick Hardy, Davis Riley. So that's what you're going to have here when you got these guys that have the opportunities to make birdies and whatnot. So, yeah, this is a interesting format. It's fun, because it's something different than the usual stroke play event, but. Yeah, a lot of birdies here. There is a fair amount of randomness, even though you've had a couple chalky winners in recent years with Patrick Cantlay, Xander 2 years ago, Mark Leishman, Cameron Smith, who, of course, are playing in Adelaide this week, 12-1, Ryan Palmer, John Rahm. But you have seen some guys a little bit off the radar, like Davis Riley and Nick Hardy last year.
So I have played this course a couple of different times, Wes. I'm not a great, I haven't been golfing all that long, so it's not one of those things where I can kind of give you the ins and outs of the course so much as I can just tell you that the greens are pretty small. It's not going to matter when you have two PGA Tour golfers that are firing at these pins. And so, it's not going to matter all that much. As you mentioned, the score is going to be super, super low regardless. But that's about the only thing that I can kind of take away from playing this is just that when you're out there playing and you look at where the tips are, you're kind of like, oh, that's pretty far back there. That's on back there for these guys. But, that's all there is to it. But why don't you tell us a little bit about TPC Louisiana?
Yeah, TPC Louisiana in Avondale, New Orleans area. You know that area certainly better than I and know that very well. Pete Dye Design Course was renovated, though, back in 2012. If you remember, this event, when it was a stroke play event, for many years was at English Turn. And then TPC Louisiana took it over in 2005, except for the 1 year where they had renovations post-Hurricane Katrina. But par 72, 74, 25, a lot of bunkers here, 106, fourth most on tour, 5 water hazards in play on 7 holes. Greens were done with Tiff Eagle Bermuda after the 2019 tournament. It is overseeded with POA. That's a common theme we've been seeing week to week. Fairways are about average width. Like you said, the greens are relatively small. Average speed, 12 on the stem. Not really penal rough, about 2 inches. So pretty flat layout and a pretty gettable one. So, Pete Dye design. So some of those Pete Dye courses have correlations here. Other TPCs on the tour, TPC Scottsdale, TPC Twin Cities, also have a little bit of a correlation here. So pretty straightforward layout that are very gettable for these guys in these type of formats.
And as you mentioned, Wes, maybe it's not the guys at the top so much, but, it is $1.28 million to each of the players that win. Each of them get 400 FedEx Cup points. Like there's things
that are to play for.
Yeah. There's a lot to play for especially the guys that are further down the board a little bit. Right. I mean, I know that if you're some of these guys at the top who are playing and trying to score in these elevated events, you might be like scoff at $1.28 million. But hell, it is $1.28 million each at the top. Each get 400 FedEx points. And you get, like you mentioned, you get the Players Championship, you get the Tournament of Champions, you get to get invited to that Century Tournament Channel.
Like, getting to the PGA as well. So, and look, that's coming up, and there's a lot of guys that, maybe they're not set yet, or, they can't really improve their world ranking here, but you can get a automatic entry if you go ahead and win. And then plus, of course, the 2 year PGA Tour exemption.
So Wes, I just ran basic stats for me this week. Like I said, I didn't model. I don't know if you modeled, so I can kind of kick it to you here. I didn't, so I don't have anything to talk about what I threw in the model and how it resulted. Did you do any modeling, or were you just looking more at kind of overall stats?
Not really. I did just basic stats for context. I look at total strokes gained, and, for some of these, you got to add the players together, and then, you'll see the discrepancies. If you have a team that gained 20 strokes gained on approach over the last 24 rounds, one of the guys might have 16 and one of the guys might have gained 4. So, it's very general. I looked at total stroke gained. I looked at birdie or better because you got to make birdies here. I looked a little bit at approach. I looked a little bit at putting because six of the last seven winners actually before 2017, when this became a team event, were top 10 for putting average. And each of the last four gained like over four strokes putting. So you got to be able to putt pretty well here. So I did look at that a little bit more than I usually would. Not necessarily modeling it per se. And then I did look at par five scoring. You know, guys, look, you're going to have birdie chances on every hole. And really all these par fives too, three of the four are easily reachable in two. So you got to make some eagles here as well. So I did look at par five scoring.
All right, Wes, let's go ahead and let's not waste people's time here in case they're just like, hey, look, come on, guys. If you didn't model, if you didn't whatever, give us the damn picks and let us get on with our time. So what ended up making your card this week?
I went ahead because the guys, if I would have modeled, the top two teams would have been the top two favorites on the board.
Exactly.
And that's Pat Cantlay and Xander Schauffele and then Sahith Theegala and Will Zalatoris. But I went ahead and went a little bit mid-range hunting. Those guys could certainly win. But I went Tom Hoagie, Maverick McNealy, 25-1. Hoagie's approach game plus Maverick McNealy's putting. I think that could make them one of the teams beat. And then of all like the little stats that I looked at, they ranked in the top 10, I think, in every single one of them. And they were one of the only teams that did that. So Tom Hoagie and Mav McNealy, 25-1. Team Canada, there are two Team Canadas actually this week, Connors and Pendriff. But I went with the other one, Nick Taylor, Adam Hadwin. 30-1-ish is what you see out there. There's some 28 as well. We know Taylor and Hadwin have a very good relationship. If you remember, it was Hadwin that got tackled by that security guard at the RBC Canadian Open after Nick Taylor won when he made that 72-foot putt. Taylor's already won this year in Phoenix. Hadwin, three top sixes already in 2024. I think they can go well here. And then a pair at 45-1, a pair of teams. Taylor Moore and Matthew Neesmith, who's finished fourth here in each of the last 2 years. So this is one of the more experienced teams in this event. Taylor Moore has been playing terrific of late. I don't think he's missed a cut since last July. And we know Neesmith always usually pretty good with his irons, and that's kind of his bread and butter. So like those guys at 45-1. And also Team Sea Island Resort, Davis Thompson and Andrew Novak, 45-1, because they're both based there. Thompson's played well on Pete Dye's at the pass, was runner-up in 2023 to Rahm at the Amex. Novak's probably playing his best golf that he's played in his career on the PGA Tour. Had, I think, three consecutive top 10 finishes about a month or a month and a half ago. And then the longer bomb I did play, Justin Lauer and Dylan Wu, 75-1. Both are real good birdie makers and I think could shoot really low scores in the four ball and then hopefully for them just keep it together in the foursomes.
Yeah, I only played three outrights, and I'm just going to kind of, like I said, this is not a big betting tournament for me. This is a sit back, watch, and just kind of have fun tournament. It's almost like an off week for me, so take this for what you will out there. Listen, I'm just being honest with everybody, right? Like, it just is what it is, being honest with you. I actually played one of the ones you played, weirdly enough. We ended up on Hoagie and McNealy, and honestly, that was because, like I said, like, I mentioned Hoagie last week, remember, on the podcast where I said, like, guys, why is Hoagie popping? And then Hoagie played well last week as well with all this. And, like, he's just the hot hand. Like I said, I wanted to ride a couple of hot hands here, so I rode the hot hand in the Hoagie-McNealy pairing. So I kind of went there with all of that, which I thought was, you know, interesting. The other one, which was just this was more of a who do I think can actually go out. And if everything ran pure, Wes, and, like, if people are going to, like, roll their eyes, but – the Austin Eckroat, Chris Goddard team, right? Like, these are dudes that we're talking about, like, just possess skill sets that maybe can just go, like, Goddard just pounds the ball a million yards. Like, Eckroat, we've seen him just since he's kind of got on tour. He's just been kind of steady Eddie, right? I mean, he's just been a dude that we're not looking at him to win tournaments really necessarily individually all that much, but a guy that has really gone out and done fairly well in his brief time on tour. And so, give me the one dude that pounds it off. Pounds it off the tee. Give me another guy that goes out there and can put it kind of close or something. Maybe they have a chance. Maybe they can mess around and do something here. So I did play that one as well. I thought that was at least something worth throwing into the account. And then the other one that is just weirdly enough, and this one was just off of, like, I went and took, like, strokes gain total and then birdie or better percentages and then just kind of started to see who's high in those and, like, did any of the names match up or something. And Sam Ryder and Bo Hosler.
Almost played them because I played Bo Hosler and Wyndham Clark here last year when I thought they should have won the darn thing. And they didn't end up getting home.
Yeah, and so they popped as far as just like birdie makers, right? And like just like guys that are decent for making a bunch of birdies and stuff. And so like for me, again, I am looking at this as a recreational betting experience. I am sitting back. I'm just going to enjoy this tournament. Like you said, it's good for us too to give us just an alt format stuff, give us a chance to kind of recharge the batteries as we head into, you know, kind of the second half of the season here with all of that. So again, I did play the same team of Hoagie McNeely as Wes did, and Ryder and Hosler in there as well for me. And look, it's just and Goddard up in Eckroat, and those are the only three outrights I'm going to play. I'm not playing placement market stuff this week, Wes. It's to me, I'm not going to say it's a fool's errand, but it's just one of those things where almost anybody could make it into the top 10. And I don't feel like I have any edge. If I don't feel like I have an edge, then I'm not going to play it.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to do much with that either. Yeah. And these are going to be smaller increments than normal on outrights. Probably not a ton of matchups. Actually, matchups were my best thing last week at the RBC. Probably not, because it's so random and there's a ton of variance here. So, you know, because you're going to see when you're like scrolling down your PGA Tour app or wherever you check your scores, you're going to see like 20 teams tied at the same number, you know, to try to make the cut and may end up having to have a playoff to make the cut. So, yeah, probably not a lot of placements for me.
Yeah. So it's just again, guys, it's interesting format, fun tournament this week, but maybe recharge your batteries and come back and we'll be going at this thing in earnest after they get out of New Orleans. But if you want all the commentary, if you want all the picks, again, that can be found over at VSiN.com/picks. So be sure to take advantage of all that. If you need an annual subscription, you can save some cash by using the promo code GOLF, GOLF. For Wes, I am Matt. Good luck on all your Zurich bets.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.